Psalm 88, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, to the choir master, according to Mahalath Leonoth, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. Selah. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in, so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Selah. Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death, from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. One of the great wonders of the Bible is that it accommodates the darkest experiences any of us could walk through. We will never experience a difficulty that goes deeper than what the Bible addresses. Every pain is accounted for, acknowledged in Scripture. We are even, as here in this psalm, given words to pray in such emotionally debilitating times. In Psalm 88, we see the depths of anguish of a heart tormented by feelings of the wrath and anger of God. Divine wrath feels like a flood in which the psalmist is submerged. So profound is his disillusionment that even his dearest friends have forsaken him. He feels as if God has utterly turned away. He is alone. He feels as though he might as well be dead. And indeed, this is the only psalm that ends on a note of darkness instead of on a note of praise or hope. What are we to make of this? Did the psalmist lose all faith in God? We can remember that he addresses God as God of my salvation, and uses the covenant name Yahweh, the Lord, in addressing him. Indeed, the very fact that the psalmist sat down and wrote out this prayer to God signifies a fundamental trust in the Lord and in his goodness. For us today, we see with the full light of day the length to which God was willing to go to ensure that we would never be truly alone, no matter our folly, no matter our stupidity. For Jesus endured Psalm 88. He really endured it. On our behalf, he was shunned by his companions, the disciples. He not only was like one among the dead, he was dead, but he burst through the other side into the dawn of resurrection life. United to him by faith, we too join him in resurrection life now and in the promised hope of final physical resurrection when he comes again.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.